I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to talk about a very disturbing story that's been making the rounds now in the conservative community. I first saw it on the Gateway Pundit, and then it was picked up by Breitbart and other websites. And it is of a series of photographs. You know, we've had this whole conflict that's been going on over the NFL and the fact that the NFL players now have decided that they don't want to stand for the national anthem because they're following the lead of Colin Kaepernick, who refused to stand because of alleged racism going on in the country and all this other kind of stuff. And then this turned into a whole conflict. And then now Colin Kaepernick can't get any of the teams to sign him. Why? Because, well, at least from the arguments, I got to be honest with you, I have not followed his career as a player, so I honestly don't know. But what they have said about him is that, one, he's essentially insulted the country by refusing to stand for the flag. That's one argument. The other argument is that he as a player is not really a great player anyway. And so the consensus is he's not really worth the risk. Maybe if he was like really a superstar quarterback with an amazing record or something like that, they would probably make excuses for him or this kind of thing. But now what's happened? The whole thing has come full circle. And now you've got all these different teams that are refusing to stand for the national anthem because supposedly they are speaking out against racism. The conservative view, of course, is that really the football players are spoiled, and it is absurd, especially for the NFL to make this argument because they employ, I think one commentator said 70% of the NFL is made up of black players, black football players, who are typically millionaires once they reach that level. So, people are saying this is just the social justice, politically correct philosophy gone haywire, just gone off the rails, gone too far once again. And now people are complaining that they're ruining the NFL, etc. Now, you know, I grew up, football was always my favorite sport. When I was a kid, I played in middle school through high school and really enjoyed it, had a lot of fun, but I loved watching it. I remember football back in the days of Roger Staubach and Terry Bradshaw, Mean Joe Green, Tony Dorsett, Lynn Swann, Bob Greasy with the Miami Dolphins. I loved all of those guys. Used to love watching football. Now, I haven't really kept up with it for more than 10 years. I'll watch the Super Bowl. I'll watch a game here and there, but I don't really keep up with it. But it is disappointing. It's somewhat sad to see the sport now falling victim. And really, the ESPN, the stories that I'm reading on ESPN, they're just overcome with all of this left-wing and now leftist philosophy that is becoming increasingly anti-American, anti-patriotic, and following this whole left-wing narrative. Very, very disturbing. Well, in response to all of this, which I'm sure many of you are aware of, in response to all of this, now we had a West Point graduate who wanted to show solidarity with Colin Kaepernick in support of his refusal to stand for the national anthem. And so a West Point graduate posts a photo of himself holding his cap, his military cap. and he's showing the underside of the cap, and beneath his cap, the words, "Communism will win." Communism will win. That's what he wrote on the underside of his cap. And then in another photo, he is pulling open his military uniform. You know, almost like Superman, you know, pulling open his shirt, this kind of thing. And beneath, he's revealing a deep red t-shirt with the image of Che Guevara, the communist revolutionary from the Cuban Revolution. Obviously in support of full-blown communism. I mean, that's about as communist as you're going to get. What's especially disturbing about this guy, who is a second lieutenant, his name now because it's all over the internet, U.S. Army infantry officer and West Point graduate Spencer Rapone, who is, at least right now, a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army, has posted these photos of himself. And, of course, when people go to his web pages and stuff like that, he uses the name Commie Bebop. Commie as in communist. Commie Bebop with Punk Proletarian. Commie Bebop at Punk Proletarian. Obviously, all these Marxist references. Then he's got a picture of himself standing there, a selfie, holding a copy of the Communist Manifesto. What I particularly find disturbing is not only he's very clearly pushing full-blown communism, but with that, he's wearing a t-shirt in another photo, a blue t-shirt with the image of William Tecumseh Sherman, General Sherman, from the American Civil War. And of course, Sherman's March to the Sea, Sherman, who is famous for having really engaged in total warfare and just devastated parts of the South so that he could end the war and just crush any remaining resistance quickly. And he's been a very controversial figure from then to now. I mean, I remember, and if you go look at pictures, like old photographs of Sherman, he's a very extreme, very intense looking guy, you know, with these steely eyes, just really, really intense figure. But I remember reading his letters years ago. Sherman really, I think, was not so much a bad guy, because what he was trying to do really was, his philosophy was the total strike. And it's the scorched earth mentality. You not only put down the troops or the enemy, you put them down, then you destroy their farms, their crops, their livestock, everything. In other words, you destroy the infrastructure and you destroy their ability to survive. Okay. So they can't recover themselves. They can't, you know, go and get, they're going to be struggling now to get food, to get anything, food, water, everything. It's just a whole scorched earth mentality. And of course, it was very controversial. It still is. However, when you combine it with what this guy is saying, here's a guy who has gone to West Point. He's a West Point graduate. He's an officer in the U.S. Army. What is he thinking? Is he thinking that one day he, as a communist member of our military, might one day be like General Sherman and lead some militant military communist revolution against our country? Is that what he's thinking? And how many of these guys could there be in the U.S. military now? How many were brought into West Point and other academies like the Citadel and things like that? How many of these guys were brought in under Barack Obama? How many have been brought in years past? We know that they've been flooding the military with gays. And so much so that you've got the rate of sexual assault, homosexual rape, is higher than the ordinary rape of women. Okay? And that just shows you how many gays they've got in the military. And of course, they've given them license and all this privileged status so they feel a sense of entitlement, like they can get away with this. At least that's what I gather from the stories I've read. So then you add to that, brethren, this is something I have been monitoring on and off for a number of years, what they are doing with the military, because years ago, they handed out a questionnaire. Here's why I think this is important. They handed out a questionnaire to the U.S. Marines in which they asked the Marines specifically if they would be willing to fire on U.S. citizens if they were ordered to do so. Reportedly, what happened was the U.S. Marines were so offended that they were even being asked this kind of a question, they didn't want to do the questionnaire. They just said, no, we didn't sign up to fight against our fellow Americans. We signed up to go out and fight America's enemies. That was their general view. So they realized they were going to have problems getting U.S. military troops, who were typically very patriotic, to get them to go along with whatever it was they had planned. So then they started training foreign troops on American soil. We've had these reports for years that they're going to, at some point, try to use foreign troops against us, presumably for some kind of gun confiscation. That's what is typically reported. On and off for years, we've heard this kind of thing. Obviously, we don't think this would happen while President Trump is in office. However, have they taken another tactic as well, which is to try and get as many subversive type individuals into our military, especially to make them officers? People who are going to have somewhat of an anti-American worldview, so that they would be willing to fight against other Americans if they were ordered to do so. Somebody like this West Point guy. Because you see, the leftist argument in our country is that America is such a racist, bigoted country with all these inequalities, supposedly, that the only solution to this is to change the system and bring in socialism and or communism. I mean, that's their narrative in a nutshell. It's why they're never satisfied with whatever it is that happens, because their ultimate goal is full-blown Marxism. That's what they want. So it doesn't matter what anybody does, they're going to keep complaining until they can find a way to usher in a full-blown communist government. Now, one of the things that they're doing along these lines, I believe, is they are flooding the military with illegal aliens. Illegal aliens. This has been a point of controversy. In fact, I was at the post office and I saw the form that you're supposed to fill out for a selective service system, basically for the draft. When you're a young man, now it's 18 to 25, you are required by law to register for the draft. Okay. Now, it has all this information. It's a pretty short card, but point number three, they have who must register, and they make it very, very clear that it's required by law. They say this: who must register? Quote, male U.S. citizens and immigrants, documented and undocumented, residing in the U.S. and its territories, must register if they are age 18 through 25. Interesting that if you're an illegal immigrant, you're not necessarily required to go back to the country that you came from, but you are required by law to register for the draft. Now, how do they figure that one? But apparently they have been putting illegals into our military, into a position, and again, illegals with the divide in our country, they have this sort of resentment against the American people. Are they flooding our military to be used as a weapon against us at some point in the future? Something to think about, brethren. All right, let's go to our commercial break. We will talk more when we come back right after this.
Adullam Films presents an exciting new documentary, Bridge to Babylon, part three in an award-winning series on the untold history of the Bible. Dr. Jack Moorman calls it a masterful presentation of what is the single most important issue facing Christians today, the defense of the Bible as the Word of God. Why was the Bible changed in 1881? Why have so many churches abandoned biblical inerrancy? And what direction are scholars taking the scriptures today? Learn the truth in Bridge to Babylon, the sequel to A Lamp in the Dark and Tares Among the Wheat. Bridge to Babylon is now available at noiseofthunderradio.com. That's noiseofthunderradio.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America. Our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I've been a customer of Mountain House through one of their distributors. But now, Worldview Weekend, as of October 25th, 2016, has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. Now look, the key word here is balance. We don't put our hope in horses and chariots. We don't put our security in food and gold and silver. But it is important to be diversified and to be prepared. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. I think people ought to have a little bit put aside, as I've done since April of 2013, in case of an emergency. You get free shipping and handling, and you're supporting the general operating budget of Worldview Weekend. Just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Okay, we are back. Praise Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Thanks for staying with the show today. Today, we're talking about the communist West Point graduate who flashed his sign of solidarity with Colin Kaepernick and the protesting NFL players, in which he said, "Communism will win." Now, what's very disturbing is that he did this while he's wearing his military uniform there from West Point. And so I think the reason a lot of people find this shocking and very disturbing is because he should represent the defending the Constitution. He should represent defending our national heritage and the freedom of the American people. But instead, here's a guy who gets through West Point. He's now a military officer, and he's saying communism will win. He's obviously a communist. Furthermore, just here on a little for those of you who have seen some of our research and work on Masonry and Rosicrucianism, he uses on his website the sign of a rose continually. And in the world of secret societies, the whole concept of the rose has to do with sub rosa, beneath the rose. In other words, it's a symbol for secrecy. We show in our secret mystery series, we show, for example, inside the Templar Church in London, you have the confessional there, and the inside of the confessional has all these roses inside. And it symbolizes that what is talked about in the confessional will be kept secret. That's the symbolism there. And so it's almost as, and of course, you wonder why he's using that kind of symbolism if he believes that, almost as though he's part of a group of people who are secretly involved in communism. But of course, then you have to wonder, why is he posting these pictures to the internet? The Daily Caller has articles on this. One of their headlines says, a communist West Point graduate called Mattis, General Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis, an evil, vile blank, and then used a four-letter word. Needless to say, brethren, there are many people in the conservative community who are calling for an investigation. They believe General Mattis, the Department of Defense, need to look into this because from what people are saying, what this guy has done is contrary to, it's actually against the uniform code of military justice. Now, just so we understand what the Uniform Code of Military Justice is, you can go to military.com. If you type it in, it says the UCMJ is federal law enacted by Congress. The UCMJ defines the military justice system and lists criminal offenses under military law. The law requires the President of the United States, acting as the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, to write rules and regulations to implement military law. If you're in the military, and I grew up in the military, the military is not like any other job. If you leave the military, you can't just say, well, you don't want to be in the military anymore and walk off the job and take off. You're AWOL, and if you don't come back, you'll be counted as a deserter, for which you can go to jail. So being in the military, there is a code of conduct and so on that you must obey. You don't have any choice. And you've got people who are saying this guy crossed the line and that what he's done could very well be a violation of the military code of justice. We're going to keep following the story to see what happens. To me, it's very, very disturbing. Very disturbing. What he's done has been denounced by the Democratic lawmaker who nominated this guy, Second Lieutenant Spencer Rapone. The guy who nominated him was a former Democratic representative for Pennsylvania, Jason Altmaier. And he has denounced what he said and said that he believes the military is going to look into this and they should, etc. He clearly has stated he does not approve, but that's the thing. They don't just let anybody into West Point. So the question is, how did this guy get under the radar when he has such extreme views? I mean, he really does. I mean, he's just a full-blown communist and promoting the idea that communism will win. You know, we fought a 40-year Cold War. We've been in conflict with communism for more than half a century since the end of World War II. And now we have a guy graduating from West Point who's saying he thinks communism will win. It's very disturbing because it causes me anyway to wonder how many more guys like this are they putting through our military academies? How many are they putting into our Ivy League schools so that over the next 10 to 20 years, they're going to become the dominant leaders of our country? You know, in the next 10 to 20 years, a guy like this graduating could be one of our generals. You see what I'm saying? It's exceedingly dangerous to have people with this worldview in our system seeking out and being given positions of power, because this is how countries are eventually overthrown. And I'll never forget the testimony of Brigitte Gabriel when she was talking about how Lebanon, which was a Christian country, was overthrown. Well, I say overthrown, probably better to say they were thrust into a civil war with the Muslims. And she said that when the Muslims came into the country and they were flooding the country with all these Muslims and whatnot, that the Muslims would go and they would join the military. And so they would join the military because they knew they wanted to be in a position of power because they were planning eventually to try and overthrow the country. So having people in the military who are willing to cooperate with something like that, of course, is essential. All right, more information on this guy, Spencer Rapone. It is reported in the Daily Caller that not only did he insult General Mattis and call him the most vile, evil blank in the current administration. That was one of his posts, one of his tweets. But he also attacked Vice President Mike Pence. I still can't figure out what, but you know what? These radical leftists, they just hate Mike Pence. I've read some of the stuff that they've said. Why? Because he's pro-life, because he is a Christian man. That is why. And so he said in a tweet back in August, he said, "Holy blank, what world do these people live in? Mediocre and conservative." And then he said, "Pence is a blanking medieval cold-blooded killer." That's what he said, according to the Daily Caller. Now, then their comment, they say, quote, "Such statements run the risk of violating Article 88 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. According to Article 88, quote, any commissioned officer who uses contemptuous words against the president, the vice president, Congress, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of a military department, the Secretary of Transportation, or the governor or legislature of any state, territory, commonwealth, or possession in which he is on duty or present shall be punished as a court-martial may direct. And the maximum punishment under Article 88 is dismissal from the military, forfeiture of all pay and allowances, and prison for a year." 1 year in prison, you're court-martialed, and then you're kicked out. That's the maximum. And again, that's just for using contemptuous language. But this guy, if you dig around on the internet, you find all kinds of stuff. I mean, this guy has contempt for America. He has a graphic posted on one of his tweets where it shows folding the flag, the American flag, and it shows how you properly fold a flag and you get all the way through folding it. And then at the end, the guy throws it in the trash can. Okay, like, yeah, fold the flag up and throw it in the trash. That's kind of his expression of contempt for our country. And it makes you wonder, what's he doing going to West Point? Why does he want to be an officer in our military if this is how he feels about our country? You have to wonder. All right, brethren, we are out of time. That's going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there. But we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.